Delling Pole, Children Just Aren't Going to Know What Snow Is. Part 2. By James Delling Pole on December 7, 2020. Children just aren't going to know what snow is. This was the phrase from the most widely mocked article in the history of the Independent newspaper. Published in 2000, it quoted a supposed climate expert warning mournfully that thanks to global warming, snowfall could soon be a thing of the past in the UK. Several snowy winters later, the article had become a running joke. Almost a meme. It offered satisfying proof that the climate doom-mongers almost invariably get their predictions wrong. But now, bizarrely, the climate industrial complex has decided to revive this much-mocked claim in a new BBC documentary designed to persuade us, once and for all, that climate change is real and that it is also definitely worth destroying the economy and curtailing our freedoms to counteract the horrors of a snowman-free future. Here is The Guardian's take. Snowball fights and sledging could be at risk because by the end of the century snow will not settle on the ground in much of the UK due to the climate crisis, Met Office analysis has suggested. Detailed projections suggest traditional winter activities such as building snowmen could disappear if global greenhouse gas emissions are not reduced. The research, which will feature on the BBC's Panorama on Monday, suggested that most of the south of England may not experience days with temperatures of freezing or below by the 2040s, due to the climate emergency. The BBC, as we know, moves in lockstep with the climate industrial complex, acting as its house propagandist. But when it comes to UK government policy, it is pushing at an open door. Boris Johnson's failing administration has decided that what Britain really needs to recover from its ruinous COVID policies is a green revolution in which petrol and diesel cars will be replaced by unaffordable electric ones, and cheap fossil fuel energy will be replaced by expensive, unreliable renewable energy. Some bright spark in CCHQ has twigged that what ex-Prime Minister David Cameron once referred to as the green crap won't play too well with working-class voters in the Red Wall, who like their cars and like to be able to afford to heat their homes, nor indeed with much of Middle Britain. So the government has decided to do what it did with COVID-19. Set its propaganda department to work, scaring Britons into the correct way of thinking. This green nudge unit, according to The Telegraph, will be headed by someone called Gervis Polden, a former environmental journalist and committed vegan. You really couldn't make it up, could you? The new behavior change and public engagement team, which is working from inside the business, energy and industrial strategy department, is focused on how to get public buy-in for further emissions cuts, which will be targeted at what we eat and how we travel and heat our homes. It wouldn't surprise me if the BBC program was part of this propaganda campaign. Meanwhile, in the real world, experts are warning that the real costs of Boris Johnson's net zero will be considerably higher than the government is prepared to admit. According to the Global Warming Policy Foundation's Andrew Montfort, it seems clear then that net zero is going to be much more expensive than the grid says. My own work at GWPF suggests that we are going to be spending £3 trillion on electrification of heating and private cars alone between now and 2050. We will probably spend nearly the same amount again on decarbonizing electricity generation. And then there is industry and agriculture and freight and air transport and trains and shipping to come. It's hard to comprehend numbers of such magnitude, but £3 trillion amounts to £100,000 per household, and we could easily end up spending double that amount. So you can get a sense of the pain that is coming. And remember, this is only the capital cost. Householders will also have to swallow a doubling of the cost of motoring and a tripling of domestic fuel bills. The price of everything will soar. £100,000 per household? I like a nice snowman as much as the next man. But if it's a choice between never getting to make one in my garden again or splurging £100,000, I think I know which option I'd prefer.